This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم اما بعد حياكم الله ايها الاخوه الاخوات حياكم الله واواكم وبياكم وطبتم وطاب منساكم وتبوأتم من الجنه منزلا واسال الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. Before I start my khutbah, for those who do not catch those partitions on you on them, please. They're very, very soft, so maybe that will fall on the other side. So don't fall, don't lean on the partitions in the back, please. بعث يوسف عليه السلام بقميصه إلى أبيه في فلسطين قال اذهبوا بقميص هذا take my قميص اذهبوا بقميص هذا وألقوه في وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا فهناك في فلسطين يقول يعقوب فلما بلغت العير قال ابوهم اني لاجد ريح يوسف لولا ان تفندوه شم ريح يوسف وهو في فلسطين ويوسف في مصر اني لاشم رائحه رمضان لولا ان تفندوه إني وإنكم لتشمون رائحة رمضان لولا أن تفندوا انقلاب سوف يحصل بعد أقل من ثلاثة أو أربعة أيام انقلاب في الكون الجنة سوف تنزل إلى الأرض ويوسف was in Egypt and his father was in Palestine. And then Yusuf sent his heart with his brothers and he told them, take my dress. Go to my father, give it to my father. And he gave his right back. So they took this word and they were sitting in Egypt talking to Palestine. And very far there in Palestine, Yaakov, Jacob, he said, I smell the fragrance of Yusuf. I could smell the smell of Yusuf. I could smell the smell of the smell of Yusuf. Yona had to find me good. Why had some of the right of Yusuf in Yona in the Yaakov in Yusuf? He loved him so much and he loved to see him so much so that he was able to smell his smell from afar. And we say today, I hope you and I, we smell the fragrance of Ramadan. And then the angel met the other man who said,
And then they think about that. The interpretive prophet says, it's not your turn yet. It's not your turn yet. So I said, Jannah, go back. And it's not your, you know, it's not now for you. You're not going to die. It's not your turn yet. So I said, what's up? I'm not ready. You never woke up. And he started talking about his dream. So the Sahaba, Ba'ashrabu, you are all in awe. Why? And then he came to Rasulullah. What is this? 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 The man, he died as a martyr. He was in for a hope. He was put back. And the man who died a year later, had to ask the man before him, was crucified. Then the prophet says, Then the man who died a year later, would he, would he, the new Ramadan,
the difference between them, or the distance between these two, is that more than the distance between the far east and the far west, between the man who witnessed one more Ramadan and between the
so is the truth and the beauty and the essence of this month that will come to the Ramadan. What makes this month so special? Not only Jannah will be opened and the Jannah will be locked and the Shayateen will be locked.
It is the month where God of the Ten Words is healed.
That's what actually is the honor to Ramadan.
What makes the prophet better than your time? What makes the Quran the seductive, the fire of the dream of the prophet? What makes them so special? I will come. Let the Adam and the Quran know as well. The first among you are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others. It is the Quran, the honor, the Quran. So, brothers and sisters, are you going to ask for Ramadan with this service now that you have today? That's very nice. God Almighty, that's not a question. In that Ezekiel and Ezekiel, I told you, the brothers yesterday during the reminder, on the upper chat, I asked a ridiculous question and I said, my brothers, do you have a heart? Do we have a heart? In that Ezekiel and Ezekiel, you meant that and that's why. And what this is a reminder to those who have a heart. O man kana baytat fahyaynahu ja'alna lahu nuran tamshi fihi bayna an-nas. And when it's practicing those property ministers, O man kana baytat, they were dead, and Allah revived them, we put them to walk through the law of the Quran. Yani the Quran is the one that revived the hearts. No wonder why Jibreel was making the heart. Can you imagine? Jibreel, the master, Sayyid al-Malaika, is making a dua. And you know when a person was to make a dua, yani a righteous person, you aim at that. Dua will be answered. How about if Abu Bakr was to make dua for me? What? Abu Bakr making dua for me? How about if dua? Somebody asked, send me Abu Bakr. How about if Prophet Muhammad was to make dua for me? No. How about if the angels? How about if the matter of all the angels? Jibreel. But this time Jibreel is not making dua for a person, he's cursing that person. And the Prophet on top of that, he's saying, Ami.
Allah, Jibreel, may he don't be put out of that. Maybe he be cursed. Why are these cursing?
The one who listens to Ramadan, and he has not forgiven.
Please be good. How? I mean, please be tell me, brothers. Please be tell me. How are you? What is the problem of God? What's the problem of saying? I mean, it's impossible. It's impossible. Then you bring someone, and then you throw him into the ocean, and he comes out dry. It's impossible. He don't come out dry. He was you at.
Somebody comes and he witnesses from above and he does not get forgiven. So is the virtue and the beauty of Allah. So, brothers and sisters, as I said, the Ujjifat in Jannah lil Muttaqeen ghayra ba'eed. Hada ma tu'adun li kulli awwabin hafeer. Man khashiya ar-Rahman bil ghayb wa jaa'a bi qalbin. Muneeb. When Allah is talking about death, when Allah is talking about the Hittite from Allah, and then he says, Jannah has come, and then Allah has given this beautiful, beautiful statement in the ayah, مَنْ خَشْيَ الرَّحْمَنَ الَّذِي الْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مُنِيبٌ. It is the fact that you need to come for Ramadan with. It is the fact that you need to welcome Ramadan with. It's called قَلْبِ مُنِيبٌ. A righteous heart, a good heart, a serene heart, a tranquil heart, a beautiful heart. But the question is, brother, please, you forgive me, huh? Because we know each other now, I probably won't get my step, but I'm one of you. Why a lot of us feel so pretty? Even kind of intervention. We can't have you, I can't have you, I'm coming to the message, she's so excited, I'm coming to the message, I'm coming, yeah, I'm coming to the message. Maybe you can go on to meet that, whoever you're going to meet. That's for you. If you have a party, I'm going to go to meet him or her. But you feel that excitement when you come into the message, or if you're from around coming in a couple of days, yes, from around, I'm so excited, I'm so excited. Which of us are, what are Muslims? Why do you feel heavy? Why do you feel in a group in a country? Why do you feel why did you come into the lecture? Some people come through it, and it's so far away, it's to the door. And so the answer is, nobody comes through it. It's over now. We're all people. Instead of Ali comes in the lecture, why is it instead of in the process? I understand we all have words. I think that I should say it. You can use it against Allah. Because I'm preparing you for what's to come. Sometimes I just happen in Ramadan in the following. What do you think I'm expecting to know? What is he praying to know? And you can do it to my child. You cannot be patient for coming into the reason. Why a lot of us don't see this witness of Abraham? In Ramadan. A lot of people. You know, there's sweetness, there's the Ramadan. We're not with this Ramadan. Don't think that sweetness. Ramadan comes and goes. By the way, Eid Mubarak is saying. I know what I'm saying. Eid Mubarak is saying. Before Ramadan comes, I'm saying Eid Mubarak. Because Ramadan comes and goes. Before you know it, it comes. So, inshallah, I don't want to see top talking. I don't want to give him some. Something to be able to do to fix the most important thing for you. And you know what it is? So what comes out of that? I'm going to tell you about it. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Insha'Allah ta'ala. These are just a couple of points, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to summarize it, inshallah ta'ala, quickly. And then I promise you, and I promise myself, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if all of us were trying to, you know, implement these action items, inshallah, 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 we will all have an exception of Ramadan. Number one, we welcome Ramadan. Toba. I'm not going to wait until Ramadan to see how to be. Just forgive me. Toba. You won't hear it like this. Yeah. Toba, come now. Before Ramadan, Ya Rabbi, I promise you come today. I promise you come today. It's coming this Friday. Ya Rabbi, this particular thing I'm doing. Just
Try to do more. You're all about ولم يكن له كفوا احد. اللهم صل.